Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Every week we let one of our favorite musicians take over the airwaves for an hour, and this week it's Michael Ramos. Michael Ramos is a local producer, musician, and composer known for both his own band Taranga Cakewalk, as well as working with just about everyone. Paul Simon, Patty Griffin, John Mellencamp, the list just goes on and on. He's also the music director for Sims Stargazing. This is an event happening December 5th. It's a concert that features Patty Griffin, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Nakia, and more, hosted by KUTX's Jody Denberg and Elizabeth McQueen. And it's a fundraiser for the Sims Foundation, which provides mental health and addiction recovery to Austin musicians and their family members. The concert is sold out, but you can get more info on Sims at simsfoundation.org. And you can also see Michael's playlist for the next hour at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX in the features section. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Ramos, and this is My KUTX. I am a musician, composer, producer here in Austin. I have been a sideman for touring artists most of my career. John Mellencamp, Los Lonely Boys, The Bodines, Rembrandts. I worked with Patty Griffin, Lucinda Williams, and many, many others. Anyway, I'm here. They've asked me to come in and share some of my favorite songs for you, songs that shaped my career. The first song I'll be playing is by the Beatles. It's really hard to just pick one Beatles song. It could be any Beatles song, but I chose Shoulda Known Better. The first time I ever saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan in 1964, I was 5 years old, and that was an explosion for me, and my life was never the same. Hey, everybody, this is Michael Ramos again. I am here at KUTX. They've kind of let me loose here in the studio to play whatever I wanted. So I'm going to share a lot of the songs that really inspired me. And a lot of those songs happened whenever I was really young. And this next tune is by a band called Tommy James and the Shondells. And it's a tune called Crystal Blue Persuasion. And I love this song. I've rediscovered it because when I was a kid, you know, you listen to it and you think, oh, yeah, Summer of Love, hippy-dippy stuff. But I started listening to it again a couple of years ago, and I realized, you know, it's a really spiritual song, and it's got a great message, and it's just as important to me now as it was back then.
Look over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming,
So I'm a keyboard player. I'm a B3 player. And as you probably noticed, the B3 factored really heavily in that last song. As far as keyboard inspirations that I've had over the years. Stevie Wonder is one of the biggest, and I could have played any Stevie Wonder song here, but I'm going to play sort of an off-the-beaten-path track. It's called Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday, just to share with you, maybe turn you on to some new Stevie Wonder if you haven't delved very deep in his catalog. Hey, this is Michael Ramos. I'm the guest DJ here on KUTX Austin, and I hope you're having a good time listening to these tracks I picked out. This next one is by Wilson Pickett, and for me, it sort of conjures up memories of being a kid with my mom and dad, brother and sister, in our old Plymouth, cruising with the windows down, nice warm summer evenings, and this is In the Midnight Hour. Hope you like it.
I'm gonna
I was born in a little town called El Campo, Texas, and I moved to a town called Angleton, Texas thereafter. And Angleton is just outside of Houston, and I grew up listening to Top 40 Radio in Houston. KILT was the station there. And like I said, I was raised on pop music, so in case you haven't noticed, I'm sure that it's pretty obvious that I love pop. This next song was one that was made famous by, well, actually Bob Marley wrote it, and everybody knows that version, but the first time I ever heard this song was by a guy named Johnny Nash from Houston, Texas, and it just always amazed me that there was some guy 30 miles away that could be on the radio with such a huge hit. And this tune is called Stir It Up. This next song is a song sung in Spanish. It's actually a Tejano track, and it is by a group called Little Joey La Familia. That was the other side of my musical upbringing, listening to songs that my parents liked. When I was a kid, of course, I hated it because it was my parents' music, but as I got older, I really developed a deep, deep appreciation, and this tune is entitled Por Un Amor.
Desvelo y vivo apasionado.
That was Little Joe and Johnny, La Familia. Hey, I'm Michael Ramos, and I've been your guest DJ here on KUTX Austin. And if for any reason you miss, you know, if you want to see my playlist or if you miss part of the show, you can head over to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. The next tune I'm going to play for you is one of my favorites. We're kind of venturing off a little bit more into soul land. This is the Isley Brothers and Who's That Lady? I just love Ernie Isley's guitar on this track, and it never gets old for me. Yeah. right. You got to love that B3 there at the end. Speaking of B3, one of my hugest B3 influences is a gentleman named Jackie Mitu from Jamaica, and he moved to Canada later in his life. And many of you might know that I have a project called Chaturanga Cakewalk, and very fortunate to have Jay Trachtenberg, Michael Crockett playing it here. And these next couple of songs, you're gonna see some of the stuff that really inspired my records. The first tune by Jackie Mitu is entitled Drum Song. Okay, you're listening to Michael Ramos, guest DJ on KUTX, and this is my KUTX. My next artist that I'm going to play for you is a guy named Wally Botterew, and he is probably the biggest influence of my adult life as far as my music goes. Fabulous keyboard player, extremely gifted producer, produced Grace Jones. Back in the 80s, he produced a group called Level 42. And I just can't say enough about this man. His name's Wally Botterew. This is a tune called High Life. Oh, I never get tired of hearing that. This next artist, Howard Jones, many of you, probably all of you have heard of Howard Jones, and very much like Wally Botteroo, he does most of the stuff on his records on his own, by himself, and I approach a lot of my projects that way. I love working with other people, but when it comes to my stuff, you know, I kind of try to keep a close watch on, you know, who comes in, and I have some of my closest friends come in and play, but that's one of the reasons I've always been attracted to these guys. This is a Howard Jones tune entitled New Song. Hey, Michael Ramos here. I've been your DJ, your guest DJ here for the past, I don't know, how long have I been on here? 45 minutes or so. This next tune had a huge effect on me because it happened at a time. It was like the mid-80s, and this song hit the airwaves, and it came about at a time where I was having all these life epiphanies, and my mind was really expanding, and I'll just leave it right there. But it's a tune entitled Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I'm sure you've all heard it, by Tears for Fears. And if you have never taken the time to listen to that album, please go back and check it out because it's really deep. Here is Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I'd like to add that that beautiful guitar work you hear there is a little bit of rock and roll trivia tidbit. They spent 4 days recording that guitar solo. They just recorded over and over and over and over and over, and they couldn't decide on what to do, and they ended up just splicing several guitar solos together, and I just think it's one of the best guitar solos ever. Anyway, this next tune is one from Manu Chao, and it's a tune entitled Minha Galera. And when my wife and I first met, well, actually, we had already been dating for quite a while, and we decided we were going to get married, and we used to sit around watching television or watching movies. And one night we were watching a movie, and this song came on, and it kind of became our song. And we would dance, slow dance to it, and, you know, be all in love. You know, the thing people do whenever they decide they're going to get married. It was just a great summer. And so when it was time for us to get married, I was actually thinking about singing this at the wedding reception. And I started reading the lyrics, and it's actually about smoking weed and going to see your favorite soccer team. I guess it was his favorite soccer team, which I thought was really funny. But I still love the song. We still love the song. So that just goes to show you, you don't really have to listen to what this other person meant by it or whatever. You can make the song your own, and we have. And it's entitled Minha Galera by Manu Chao.
Oh, minha maconha, minha torcida, minha querida, minha galera. Oh, minha cachoeira, minha menina, minha flamenga, minha capoeira. Oh, minha menina, minha querida, minha valera. Oh, minha maloca, minha larica, minha cachaça, minha cadeira. Minha vagabunda, oh, minha vida, minha mambembe, minha ladeira. Oh, minha menina, minha querida, minha valeria. Oh, minha torcida, minha flamenga, minha cadeira. Vagabunda, miña mambembe, miña beleza, miña capoeira. Oh, miña menina, miña querida, miña valeria. Miña torcida, miña flamenga, miña cadeira. Oh, miña maconha, miña torcida, miña querida.
Hey, this has been Michael Ramos being your guest DJ here on My KUTX, here on KUTX. And I'd just like to thank you for letting me come into the studio and play some of my favorite tunes for you. I was recently asked, and I'm really honored, to be the musical director for the new Sims Foundation 20th anniversary concert. It's called Stargazing, and we have many old art, you know, old school songs and many young artists coming out to perform as well, and we're really looking forward to it. It's really shaping up. Unfortunately, it's already sold out for those of you who might like to come, but fortunately for Sims, we've got a lot of interest, had a lot of interest about the event. And if you don't know about Sims, it's a foundation that provides mental health and addiction recovery services to Austin musicians and their families. And, you know, so if you're a musician or if you know a musician that is suffering from depression, anxiety, relationship issues, stage fright, anything like that, you know, have them give Sims a call. And that number is 512-494-1007. And Sims has been around for a long time. They have helped so many, so many musicians. And at the Stargazing event, you know, we're going to have Jody Denberg and Elizabeth McQueen from here at KUTX coming, and they're the MCs, and it's just going to be a great time. One of the artists that's going to be performing is Chris Whipper-Layton from Double Trouble fame, from Archangels fame, and I think he has been on the road lately with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and he did a song for the Sims compilation that's about to come out. It's called She's About a Mover. And I think he did a great job, and he's going to be performing it at the event. So check it out.
Chris Whipper-Layton covering Sir Doug, closing out another edition of My KUTX. Our guest DJ this past hour was Austin's Michael Ramos, and you can learn more about him and see his playlist at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Thanks for listening. I'm Art Levy, and stay tuned. Twine Time is up next.